Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Nowadays, ordinary daily shopping seems to get more and more expensive. Fortunately for a naval detachment on a small island off Portsmouth, they never have to go shopping. They just indent from stores. And they claim, with some justification, that no other unit makes a bigger dent in the stores than they do. But that's only one of the complaints of the inspecting officer from Portsmouth.
And one last thing, number one. Next time I come to inspect this island, I'd be obliged if you didn't try and blast my launch out of the water with your big guns.
It was just blind bad luck, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. We reckon we've got it.
What?
Well, we reckon we got it. Right, sir.
Exactly. What Mr. Phillips is trying to say, Commander Burby, is that the jetty guard mistook you for an admiral at a distance, and naturally I ordered a 21-gun salute.
That I am well aware of. 20 of them landed within 50 feet of me.
Really? I wonder where the other one went.
I know where I wish it had gone.
You nearly had my rudder off a couple of times.
Well, say, you should have sat down. You mean the boat?
Aren't you supposed to be doing something, Mr. Phillips?
I am, sir.
What?
Yes. My nut.
Well, go and do it somewhere else. I can only apologize to you again, Commander Purvey.
Very well, but let it be clearly understood that whether you call it gunnery practice, a 21-gun salute, or pooping off a few to celebrate the Chinese New Year, I will not be shot at again.
Quite, sir.
I don't think he likes me very much.
Who does? However, I must admit that I don't find Commander Purvey a riot of fun myself.
All the same, we have to have an inspecting officer coming over from Portsmouth. I much preferred Commander Shaw to this replacement.
Agreed, Mr. Phillips, but I seem to remember it took us quite a while to get Commander Shaw into our little ways.
Oh, I don't know. After we shot at him a couple of times, he soon got the message.
Yes, he did seem a little more friendly.
It's rather a pity. Just as we get Commander Shaw trained, he gets replaced by old Thunderguts.
Yes. Very disrespectful of you, Mr. Phillips, but I agree.
I say, sir, do you think it would do any good to ask Chief Petty Officer Pertwee if one of his many relatives could get Commander Povey posted somewhere else?
Certainly not, Mr. Phillips. I wouldn't dream of such a thing.
Oh,
you ask him. I hardly think this unusual influence will be able to cope with this situation, but with Pertwee, one never knows.
I'll mention it in passing, sir.
Good. Ever since Povey took over from Shaw, I've had a positive flood of signals and forms from Pompey. I've even had to open up a not-received file.
A what, sir?
A not-received file, Mr. Phillips. A little device of mine for storing all the instructions, suggestions, and rockets I prefer not to know about and have therefore not received.
But don't you get more signals asking why you haven't replied to the first lot, sir?
There's always. They go in the not-received file, too.
Oh, it's infallible, sir.
Very nearly, Mr. Phillips. As a rule, whoever is doing all the writing gets posted, retired, or fed up long before I do.
What happens if they don't, sir?
Oh, eventually, if they're really persistent, I send them an urgent priority signal demanding to know why they haven't answered my signal.
But you haven't sent one, sir.
I know, but it keeps them quiet for a bit while they try and find it.
There's just one thing that puzzles me about this idea, sir.
What's that, Mr. Phillips?
How come CPO Pertwee didn't think of it first?
It is surprising, but let us be grateful, Mr. Phillips. The day Pertwee opens up a not-received file, we consider him as completely cut off from the outside world, and us in particular.
Well, I'll go and see him straight away, sir, and see if he has any suggestions about the Povey situation, sir.
By all means. And whilst you're in the stores, you might also mention that I'm still waiting for a new chair, Mr. Phillips. This thing's a disgrace.
What sort of chair do you want, sir?
Oh, I'm not fussy. One like that luxurious, well-upholstered dream of a lounger's paradise Pertwee has himself would do.
Aye, aye, sir.
And before he explains why I can't have one, tell him, standing orders state I can sit.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll go round to the stores immediately.
Oh, by all means, Miss Phillips, because if I don't get a chair soon, I shall have to put your name on the subscription list of the Unit Comfort Fund.
I beg your pardon, sir?
A very expensive list, that, Mr. Phillips. Whenever I'm sure there's something going on that I don't know about, the unit comfort fund usually benefits.
I've heard about it, sir. It costs CPO Pertwee a bomb.
A very frequent and generous subscriber.
He put it another way, sir. He reckons he's been done rotten.
Then watch it, Mr. Phillips. The unit comfort fund may have a social evening any time now.
I'll contact CPO Pertwee at once, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Poor, I don't think he likes me very much.
Who does?
Heather, do you mind? They should never let women have the vote, let alone join the Navy.
Well, what's number one's trouble this morning?
Me, Commander Povey, me, his chair, and me again.
But the others, I understand, but what's wrong with his chair?
Well, he falls to pieces when he sits on it.
Oh. So what are you going to do about it?
Hoping he's
going
to sit on it. I'm going over to see CPO Pertwee about a new one.
And the best of luck. The last person who got anything out of those stores was a powder monkey on the Victory.
I know, and if the Victory had come from Pertwee's stores, Nelson would still be awaiting delivery.
Why don't you get a new chair for yourself while you're about it?
What a good idea, Heather. After all, if I'm not going to get one for number one, I may as well not get one for me at the same time.
Susie, I was stop talking. Good morning.
I didn't know we were taking stock, Chief.
You're not, but I have a perishing sight too often.
You mean to say we're a bit short?
Yeah, just a bit, Johnson. Yes, just a bit. In fact, the only thing is we've got the right number of here is this flaming hut and us.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips.
Hi, I see you've been tidying up.
Hi. Tidy nuts,
eh? Yes, there seems to be a lot more room in here than usual. Pertwee.
Yes, sir.
How do you get on with Commander Povey?
Well, as an inspecting officer, he's everything the Navy could wish for, sir. I hate the perishing sight of him.
Yes, yes, that follows. I was wondering if perhaps one of your relatives couldn't, how should I put it?
Well, find Commander Povey a more agreeable posting, sir.
Exactly, sir.
No, nothing doing, sir. No, we tried it.
Oh, pity.
Well, we had him marked down for a nice, cosy little island off Scotland, sir. You know, just him, Thor Falklands, and James Robertson Justice.
Oh, it sounds ideal. Who objected? The Falcons?
Oh, no, sir. No. Commander Povey got wind of it.
What happened?
Well, a relative of mine is now on an island with Thor Falklands and James Robertson Justice.
Oh, hard luck, Chief.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you. However, with regard to the other little matters, everything is under control.
Oh, good.
There is, yeah. Another relative of mine, sir, who happens to be in the record department, you know.
They do get around, don't they?
Yes, sir. They're very mobile, sir. Yeah. Well, this relative happened to notice, quite by chance, and it's a pure coincidence,
eh? Oh, of course.
Yes. That Commander Shaw was overdue for promotion and has rectified this oversight rapidly.
Good show.
Yeah, he also noticed that there happened to be a vacancy of the right rank, which quite by chance, and is a pure coincidence.
Yes, all right. Let's take it for granted it wasn't half a fluke. Where's Commander Shaw now?
Well, he's Commander Povey's immediate superior officer at the Admiralty.
Cool. That ought to hold him. Well done, Pertwee.
Thank you, sir. Will that be all, sir?
Yes. No. Number one can't sit down. Number one wants to know what's happened to his chair.
Well, I never touched it. I've got three witnesses who could prove it. I wasn't even there.
No. He wants to know what's happened about a new one.
A new one?
Yes, I want a new one as well, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
A couple like this effort of yours will suit our anatomies very well.
Well, it can't be done, sir. No, can't be done, sir. Look, main stores are very strict about office furniture. Well, I'll tell you what. Look, I could get you a nice line in dead upright untouched deal.
Pertwee?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I don't want to be difficult, Pertwee. But why can't number one and I have a chair like yours?
Well, you see, it's a question of rank, sir.
But in that case, surely officers...
Oh, No. No, you can only cop one of these if you're the first Sea Lord.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
It's silly of me. Yes. Thinking that a sub-lieutenant would be entitled to... Hey, just a minute.
Yeah, what about that enamel, sir? Look, the enamel, I've got it in muddy brown, dustbin grey.
Pertwee?
Yes.
What are you, as a chief petty officer, doing with a First Sea Lord's chair?
Oh, well, minding it. Yes, minding it.
Yeah, it's not good enough, Chief.
No?
How did you get hold of it?
Well, sir, a relative of mine in Whitehall, he plays a very confident hand at poker, sir.
Good grief. You mean you won it?
Well, he won it, yes, temporarily, sir, yes.
Yeah, well, how did you get hold of it?
How did I get hold of it?
Yes.
Would you care for a game, sir?
Yes. No. Well, do the best you can, Chief, about the chairs, yes, won't you? And now one's getting up steam.
Yes, message received and understood, sir. I'll indent for your chairs today.
Good show. Carry on.
Aye, aye, sir. Thank you, sir.
I can't get over the way you've tidied up this place. There's almost an echo. Morning, Chief.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Chopsy!
Aye, aye, Chief.
Look, get me them indent forms, sharpish.
Right, Chief. You going to indent for the two chairs, then?
Not really likely. We'll have 200.
What for?
What for?
Yeah.
Strategy, my son, strategy. Look, main stores at Portsmouth aren't exactly used to getting small orders from this office, are they?
Oh, you mean they might get curious if you only ordered two of them?
That's right, my son, unless it was battleships. Yeah. Yeah, the Pertwee family motto is take the order, bump it up a bit and pass it on.
Right, Eddie, go and get the fool.
In the event of situation not being remedied to my satisfaction within 24 hours, I shall be obliged to institute court-martial proceedings against you. Signed, Purdy, Commander Portsmouth, etc., etc., etc. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Yes, sir. Accept your signature on this indent form from a warrant officer, Hildebrand Pertwee, Quartermaster Main Stores, Portsmouth.
Pertwee? Pertwee? That name sounds familiar.
It seems to be quite a common name in the service, sir.
So I gather. Now then, what's this? Chairs urgently required by... Good grief! Are they mad? But they'd never get them on the island.
What's the matter, sir?
This indent is for 1,000 armchairs. In pale mauve chintz.
With navy blue. Good gracious.
Yeah. Well, I'll jolly soon put a stop to this nonsense. I want an urgent signal sent to number one island detachment. A signal reads, Oh, for goodness sake, find me an able seaman who can take shorthand. I want to spread myself.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Chief. Now, where's my confounded chair?
Oh, well, I've indented for it from main stores, Portsmouth, sir.
Oh, splendid. Otherwise, I may have to purchase one out of the Unit Comfort Fund.
Oh, blimey.
And in order to make good the expenditure, I shall have to run another social, Chief. Tickets, same price as before, of course.
Yes, I'll get on the blower and chase him up straight away, sir.
Aha, I thought you might. Nothing like one of my socials for... Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
I don't know about excusing you, Mr. Phillips. I try to make allowances.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's jolly kind of you. Yes.
What seems to be the trouble, Mr. Phillips?
A signal from Commander Purvey, sir. It's red hot.
Permission to leave, sir.
Yes, stay where you are, Chief. I haven't read the signal yet. Yes. This does concern you, Chief.
Yes, I thought it would, sir. Permission to leave, sir.
No.
Thank you, sir.
This signal, by way of a change, is from Commander Povey and reads, chair indent ridiculously excessive and cancelled.
Oh, hard luck, sir. Hard luck, sir. Well, still, there it is. Well, there's nothing else, I'll be...
There, one moment, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you admit defeat as easily as that, I can't sleep at nights.
No, sir?
No, Chief. I lie awake wondering what is the fast one you've pulled that I haven't found out about. In short, how could one chair be considered ridiculously excessive?
One chair?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, something is troubling you?
Yes, it is. No, it isn't. I know. Couldn't we put that signal in your not received files, sir?
Not received files?
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. That's done it.
Oh, pardon, sir.
A not received file, sir? Do you mean you got a file where you could...
I made a mistake, Percy.
Most certainly did, Mr. Phillips.
Well, he said pardon, sir.
Thank you, Pertwee.
Now, look, about this chair. I understand that Commander Shaw has received a little unexpected promotion and is now Commander Povey's immediate superior officer at Admiralty.
Yes, I had heard, sir. Yes.
Had you really?
Yes.
Well, perhaps it might be in order for me to ring him up and congratulate him.
Oh, yeah, quite in order, sir. Yes, yes. And during the conversation, sir.
You think I might mention...
Yeah, a certain signal is...
Had to go in your not-receive file.
Oh!
I've done it again, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Well, if that's all, sir, I must get back to the stoves.
You seem to be in a terrible hurry, Chief.
Yes, sir. I've just remembered some critical work which requires my urgent considerations.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Very well, Chief. But before you get too deeply involved in your administrative duties, you won't forget that the unit comfort fund may have a social at any time, will you?
No, sir. No.
Ah, splendid. Carry on.
Commander Shaw here. Any sign of an answer to that urgent query I put through just now?
Your leading seaman Boyd is on his way to your office with the nurse.
Good, Cheryl. Come in.
Leading seaman Boyd, sir. Your 11th, sir.
Well done. That'll be all.
Aye, aye, sir.
And try and be on time tomorrow.
Aye, aye, sir.
It gets lonely in here. Carry on. Good gracious, it works. Hello? Commander Shaw here.
Lieutenant Price, number one Portsmouth detachment here, sir.
Oh, dear. Look, do me a favour and ring up somebody else up here. There's a good chap.
Ring up somebody else, sir? Why?
Well, I've only just got here, and I was hoping I might be able to stay.
Oh, sure you will, sir. With all due respect, sir, that's why I rang you up. I wanted to congratulate you, sir, on your promotion.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't understand it either.
Richly deserved, sir. I felt I just had to ring you. By the way, sir, whilst we're still on the phone, I wasn't going to mention...
Not much. Go on.
Well, sir, do you happen to remember the chair in my office?
Chair? You mean that badly stacked pile of firewood behind your desk?
Exactly, sir. Well, I had thought of indenting for another one, but Commander Povey seems to feel the indent is excessive.
Really? Well, it's hardly the thing, but you leave it to me. I'll have a word with Commander Povey myself.
Oh, but I wouldn't dream...
That's all right. I'll enjoy it. I've been trying to find something to do ever since I got here.
Most kind of you, sir. Most kind. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Orderly room here, sir.
Send a signal to Commander Povey at Portsmouth, will you?
Aye, sir.
Message reads, chair indent for island detachment considered essential. Delivery to be immediate priority. Signed, Commander Shaw, etc., etc. Got that?
Aye, aye, sir.
Good. Oh, by the way.
Sir?
Any more in the pot?
Stores Portsmouth, Warrant Officer Hildebrand Pertwee speaking.
Nunky, it's me again.
We're closed for stock taking. Good morning.
Now, wait a minute, hold it. Look, what about my chairs?
Oh, I'm getting them as soon as I can.
Well, haven't you got any in stock then?
Yes, but not 1,500.
No, of course you... What's that? How many?
1,500.
Well, stone me, how did it get up to that number?
Well,
don't bother, I can guess you've all been at it.
Course.
Look, Nunky, hurry up and get those chairs. It's getting a bit hot over here.
I'm not surprised. I'm having to call in all available chairs in all units over here.
Well, look, hurry up for Drake's sake. Goodbye.
Well, if Monday's no good, how about Tuesday evening?
I've got to wash my hair.
Wednesday evening?
I'm on duty.
Thursday?
Bath night.
Friday?
I don't know yet, but I'll think of something.
I know. How about Saturday? I've got two seats for a play.
No, thanks. I've seen one.
Oh.
Well, that's number one again.
So what? Let him wait. Do him good. Coming, sir. Coming.
That's right. Show him who's boss.
Come in.
You buzzed, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I buzzed. Several times. I was trying to find a tune you liked.
Oh, thank you, sir. Any sign of your chair yet, sir?
No, Mr. Phillips, not so much as the caster.
Have you tried contacting CPO Pertwee again, sir?
Frequently.
What did he say, sir?
As far as I remember, stalls here, we're stock-taking, good morning, click.
Well, sir, you know what they say about Pertwee. If at first you don't succeed, give up.
However, I shall have one more go.
Yes, sir?
I'm feeling in a reckless mood, Heather. Try and get CPO Pertwee again, will you?
Aye, sir.
Stores here, we're stopped taking.
Two bob each way, dandelion.
Yeah, who's that?
It's number one.
Cheat. Sorry, sir. I mean, what can I do for you?
I just rang up to see if by any chance you were on your way round here with my chair, Chief.
Oh, no, I'm afraid not, sir. No, I'm still waiting delivery from main stores.
I see. Have you phoned them up about it?
Well, I was just about to now, sir, when a funny thing happened. They rang me first.
What for?
To ask if we'd got any chairs.
How strange.
There's someone up at the Admiralty stores wants 1,500.
Fascinating. Then we'd better get hold of mine, quick.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye, Chief.
Any luck, sir?
No, don't be ridiculous, Mr. Phillips. I was talking to CPO Pertwee.
Oh, I was forgetting. I suppose it wouldn't do any good to have a word with Commander Povey, sir.
Well, neither do I, but we can always try.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Heather, give me Commander Povey at Portsmouth, will you?
Aye, sir.
Oh, by the way, Heather, what about Tuesday?
I'm washing my hair.
Wednesday evening?
I'm on duty.
Thursday?
Bath night, sir.
What?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
What is it?
Shortcut, sir. Try Monday week.
Commander Povey here.
No, Lieutenant Price here, Commander Povey.
And to what do I owe this great honor, may I ask?
Well, Commander
Povey, I can't believe we're actually communicating with each other after so long. Day after day, I've sent you signals. Duplicate signals.
No, you have, sir. Well, I really
haven't. And what have I had from you? Nothing. Not one single solitary blasted word. Not even a full stop from your end. And not that it would surprise me in the slightest if your confounded wireless room was tuned into Husband's Choice or Worker's Pay Time all day long. If there is pick a bunch of left-handed, dunder-headed, know-nothing, simple-minded,
thick-skulled... Give me the other phone, will you, Mr. Phillips?
I don't think Commander Pope is quite finished.
I'm sure he hasn't, but he doesn't need my end of the conversation anymore. Pass me the other phone.
Aye, aye, sir.
Admiralty, Commander Shaw here.
Number one Portsmouth Island detachment here, sir.
Oh, law. What do you want?
Well, I couldn't remember if I had congratulated you on your promotion, sir. We always got on so well.
You've already phoned me about this once, number one.
Have I really, sir?
Yes, you also asked me to arrange about your chair.
Well, now, it's funny you should mention that, sir. It hasn't turned up so far, and I thought you might be able to...
No, I most certainly can't, number one.
Oh, why is that, sir?
Because a couple of ratings from stores have just been in here and pinched my chair. And as far as I know, there isn't an officer in the whole confounded Navy who can sit down. Goodbye.
$1,500 chairs. They're all here, Chief. Chief, where are you, Chief?
Walled up behind 1,494 and 1,494.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chief. Here.
There. Oh, that you, Johnson? Very kind of you to let me out.
Oh, that's all right, Chief. I'd do it to anybody, really.
Look, why don't you look what you're saying? He won't do it!
I didn't do it deliberately, Chief.
Oh, it's just as well you didn't, my son, or I'd have your guts for darkness. Now, look, about these chairs.
What are we going to do with them all, then?
Do? Well, it's simple. Look, sort out the best 200 and send all the others back, right? Give all my relatives a chance to get Adam on the upline for a change.
Fair enough. Hey, Chief.
All right. Now what?
What are we going to do with the 200?
Sit on them and play musical chairs for a month,
of course.
Look, if us know Johnson, the remainder of these 200 chairs are going to the second-hand furniture shop in the town. I've come to a slight arrangement with the owner.
Oh, who's that?
Me. Right. Now then, get on to main stores, Portsmouth, and tell them there are 1,300 chairs on the way back.
Aye, aye, Chief.
Oh,
Ah, there you are, Pertwee.
Yes, sir.
And how's your chair, sir?
Absolutely first class, Pertwee. Good. First class, sir. I hope you enjoyed your 14 days compassionate leave.
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you, sir. Yes. Yes, very kind of you, sir.
By the way, Pertwee, number one wants to see you urgently.
I thought he might.
Did you, sir?
Yes, he's back. Oh, Stone. Hello, sir. Where did you come from? Is there something I can get for you, sir?
Apparently not, Chief. I've just made an inspection of the unit, and as far as I can see, the only person who hasn't got a new chair is me.
Well, there's a liberty. Yeah, it must have been a temporary slip of memory for which I have a complete explanation, sir.
What?
I forgot the perisher.
So I gathered. Yours is comfortable, I trust, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, yes, thank you, sir. It's absolutely... any time you'd like to borrow it, sir, you're only too welcome.
No, thank you, Mr. Phillips. Most generous of you. But during the chief's absence, I've made other arrangements.
Other arrangements, sir? Mm-hmm. What? All right, where is he? Now, who's at it? Where's my chair? Where is it, sir?
I've got it, Chief. My word, it is comfortable, isn't it?
Yes. Very luxurious, sir. Yes.
Which reminds me, Chief.
Here it comes.
The Unit Comfort Fund is having a social on Friday.
Yes, I thought it would. Yes.
I've put you down for 30 tickets in the raffle, as usual.
30? But they're a quid each, sir.
Magnificent contribution, Chief, and... So unexpected.
Yes, wasn't it?
Yes. And as I'm expecting quite a crowd at the social, you might have a discreet word with the proprietor of that little second-hand furniture shop in the town for me.
The proprietor?
The proprietor, Chief. I understand he's keen to donate some more surplus chairs he's recently acquired.
I say, that's jolly sporting of him, sir.
Yes, isn't it, Mr. Phillips?
It's a carver. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's a diabolical carver.
Quite so. Good morning, Chief. Grand day, isn't it?
Cool.
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips having their fun in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, and Heather was Heather Chasen. Commander Shaw was Michael Bates, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and Warrant Officer Hildebrand Pertwee, Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston. The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.